light tonight, so.
Any?
Sorry.
We're back.
I'm gonna try to sit back.
Feel free.
Hopefully I'm not needed.
Nothing but the best for this town.
It's nothing but the best, correct? Well, I was not prepared last month, so.
You're prepared now, that's for sure.
Anyone that's upright.
And I'm loud enough as it is, and how it does boom my voice. Band's pretty good.
What's that?
The band.
Yeah.
The band was pretty good.
How you doing?
You didn't call me back.
Kate did.
She said it. I called her, talked to her, and I called you.
I did.
So what surprise am I in for? What surprise are we in for?
Oh, we appealed. We appealed the order.
You really do.
Yeah, you know what you did, and I don't.
Be in court.
You know, we're gonna put fines on this.
I'm gonna kill the messenger because that's all I can kill.
I don't blame you.
So, yeah, the attorney Spencer would be interested, so.
Well, I tried calling Channel 7.
Did anybody stay on any of the committee?
We had to get rid of.
Their voice activated.
What's voice activated?
If the microphone is standing up, it's on and it's voice activated.
Even from what I see.
I'm trying to record, though, I must say.
You stayed on for a little bit.
Yeah, I think for me.
Is it just us?
Yeah, I think you're in.
Yeah, when I recorded the last one, it's here, it's echoing.
You can, I'm gonna give all this back.
Okay.
You don't wanna keep it.
What are you doing here in court?
Yeah.
don't blame you.
Jim, so are we recording? Is it already?
I think it records, if I'm understanding, automatically.
Yeah, we are recording.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure you guys have better things to do than be here, so let's get you going. I think this is it. This is the only case that's up this evening, so last time we were together, there was some spirited discussion about what to do with this piece of property. Any resolution since then, or where are we at with this?
Quite to the contrary. Our friends filed, or are about to file.
It was filed today.
It was filed?
Yeah.
They filed. Administrative law review.
I suppose by the strict letter of the law, it's not timely yet. It's supposed to be 35 days after a final order. And I don't think we're at a final. So you guys can worry about that in circuit court, but what do you want to do with this? Frankly, circuit court is probably where all of this is going to end up anyway.
Apparently.
But what do you want to do?
So, from our perspective, we were hoping for compliance because we fancy ourselves facilitators, not regulators, but it takes two to engage, and one apparently wants to litigate ad infinitum, so we'll go down that path.
That's his right. It's his right.
It's their right, and so we'll go down that path again. This is, number two in that process. I can't speak definitively for the city yet, but it seems to me we probably have to start imposing fines for lack of compliance.
All right. I guess the question is, what's the end game, though? I mean, I suppose you could keep it at this administrative level for a while and impose some fines that are ultimately not going to get paid, and then they're going to end up going to circuit court anyway. Or you could close the file administratively here today and just go fight in circuit court where you're going to be anyway.
Well, evidently we're already there. But with respect to the fines component, I don't know that we're prepared to close this out just yet. We may come back next month and do so, but I think I want to look at, again, this is, I just got this.
So it sounds to me like what you're saying is you want to give it another date.
Yeah.
A month from now. And I suppose that's okay with you too. And who knows, maybe
lightning strikes. And
before the next time we get together, you guys will have some resolution or
we'd be pleased.
Or a real judge will make a decision.
I wouldn't say that.
Another real judge.
Well, yeah. Do you have an order that you can give me? And then what's a month from today?
November. I believe it's November 21st, but let me double check. Is there a next?
A couple of days before Thanksgiving.
Right. Let me double check that. I believe that's our next hearing date. Yep, our next hearing day is November 21st.
All right, so November 21st, 7 o'clock, for further proceedings.
After the 20th.
And I guess we can kick the proverbial can down the road, so to speak. All right, well, best of luck to you both, and we'll see where you are in a month.
Thank you.
Got dressed up for all this.
Well, there's some folks here from Geneva, too, I think, for other things. So I know that the officer was checking to see if anybody was in the hallway. Were you here for a Geneva parking ticket or something? Why don't you come on up to this table here? What's your name, sir?
Robert Cervenka. You want to sit down?
Yeah, have a seat. As quickly as we can.
I'm going to turn this on.
Okay, so these are the hearings for the Village of Geneva's ordinance violations. Now, you do have a couple of rights I just want to let you know about. You have a right to be represented by an attorney if you decide you want an attorney. You have a right to bring in anything you think will help you present your side of the story. If you wanted to get a continuance in order to get an attorney or some evidence, that would be okay too. And then finally, we just have to let you know we're recording all of this to preserve a record. But most of the time, we can figure this out just by us talking. So let's see if we can't pull this up for you.
P17050044.
0011144?
Yeah.
No.
But that's the ticket I was given.
Let me see what you got there.
Do you want me to read the other one to you?
Yeah, bring it on now. Oh, 145. Oh, my mistake.
Get one ticket at the time, that one.
This one at the time?
Mm-hmm.
This one, not your vehicle?
Not at all, no.
Okay. Try exiting this one. Just to make sure you're covered here, let's pull up this other one. What do you have?
Dodge Ram.
Yeah, this is on a Ford F-150. So you're covered. There's no ticket in the system. I'm actually not seeing a ticket for...
Came from your police department. I'm not trying to say, I'll walk out of here now, not worry about it, but why do I have this?
What might have happened, and I can only speculate, is after you... Might have been made a warning, and he just never told you. I can check in our system.
Why wouldn't you tell me that when I talked to him on the phone?
I don't know.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I've spent an hour and a half of my time coming here.
Yeah, I understand that that is a bit ridiculous, so... I can check. Call, I can get your phone number and give you a call.
If you could.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, look at all this stuff.
Yeah.
I guess the good news is there's nothing in the system, so there's nothing you have to worry about being found guilty over.
Again, I told him outside, I'm not worried about $25. It's more of what's going on and why.
That's fair.
630-461-2325.
2325. And then... So I'll give you a call when I take a look at it. Otherwise, I'll give you an email if it's like the middle of the night.
No problem.
That might be a little bit more convenient. And I'll let you know what definite is just looking like in our system.
I do have a question about the thing.
Absolutely.
Because, like I said to you outside, IDOT... Can I talk outside of that, or...
Yeah, I mean, you guys can go talk if you want to.
I want to ask on the record, because I need to know, because I park down there all the time. I've parked down there dozens of times, and it's never been a problem. And the definition of truck with IDOT is not my vehicle.
I'm not sure what the ticket was for. I didn't know.
It was for parking where it says no trucks.
So in our downtown area, we have a local ordinance for no... Find the actual verbatim ordinance, and I can let you know as well.
I just want to know, because we enjoy going downtown.
Absolutely.
You know, I'll park somewhere else, but... I just want to know.
I will let you know. I'll find it as well and let you know for sure. Okay.
Just annoying microphones, aren't they?
Yeah, it might be.
Bit sensitive.
Yeah.
All right. I'll let you know.
Free to go.
Do I need any of that stuff?
No.
We're all good.
Yeah, no, you're all good. And I'll let you know for sure.
All right, well, there's nobody here in person, so we'll move ahead to some of our default. Mark it without prejudice, so in the event that we did something wrong today, we can always refile it.
That works. I have three administrative totes.
Oh.
Next last name is Sakar, S-A-K-A-R.